we are pretty much done with this. Oh, I forgot one. Got one that I missed. After Christmas, on January 1st, what would you say to someone?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Let's see if there's any other one I missed. I think we've got just about everything here. Oh, I don't think I said this one. If it's really cold and someone's skin gets frozen, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like,
if they're exposed to the cold for too long, do you have a term for that?
No, I don't know. Unless they have goose flesh, or that would be not, it wouldn't be quite frozen. Maybe if you had goose flesh, it would be very cold.
Okay. And how about on the ground when it starts to get cold and you, like, you come out and you say it's the first
frost?
Okay.
First freeze. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to take another little break?
It's all right. Yeah.
Oh. This.
They're just little things, you know. They're not really great things. But I can remember the winters used to be a lot colder and more snow, seemed to me, than they are now. And we had some horses over in a pasture, and one of them died, and it was a really cold, cold weather, and my father couldn't get over there. But we could see the pasture from the house, and we could see the coyotes start to come down from the hills, two or three of them, to this dead horse, you know. And the other horses would drive those coyotes away. They would circle around that dead horse and keep those coyotes away from that horse.
Oh, wow.
We could see it from the house doing that. It was quite interesting to think that they would do that, you know.
Yeah.
Even though they were afraid of the coyotes normally. But they still do that.
That is really interesting. I never would have thought that.
No, you wouldn't think that, but they did. They just did go after them with their teeth and their hooves, you know.
Wow.
Chase them away.
Were there a lot of problems with coyotes, like, attacking children? Or
No. They were afraid of people, but they would come down, you know, close by.
Did you ever have cougars or bear attacks or anything?
I've never... No, not that close. But one time, we'd gone on a picnic up a canyon, our family, on 4th or 24th, and we could see cougar tracks all around. And people around still go out and shoot cougars now and then. Of course, most of them are gone. But they were quite common in the mountains at that time. But they didn't come down that close to your house. They were afraid. Most people had dogs and things that drove them away, you know, if they came close. No, it was pretty, I had a pretty normal childhood, I guess. As I say, we had didn't have electric lights till I was about, 4 or 5 years old when the electricity came through to our place. But after that, we had, as the things came, we got electric stoves and refrigerators and things, radios.
So, tell me, like, what would be a typical day when you were a little girl? Like, what kinds of things did you do? Did you have school?
Oh, yes.
For, like, 9 months?
Oh, yes.
All year round? Was it just, like, nine months back then?
9 months, yes. And it would just be an ordinary day. We'd just go to school and come home and have chores to do.
What kinds of chores did you do?
Well, I mostly helped my mother. My brother usually did the outside chores. But I helped feed the pet lambs with bottles.